Good morning and welcome back to another edition of High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, right here on Talk 960, brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high desert. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high desert, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We're keeping it local with high desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us every weekend, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's get to it. Officially in September.
Can you believe it?
I can't.
Oh my God. Somebody was saying we're pre-fall. I can't believe that either.
But for summer kids like me, officially, we still have a few more weeks to go.
Yes, and I'm going to take advantage of every day because, you know, we're sisters of the same cloth.
We
love that heat.
We do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? We've got two extraordinarily beautiful women who are here in the studio with us today, and they are no strangers. They are friends, and they're here representing a wonderful foundation, the Today's Woman Foundation, which has had its roots here since the early 2000s. And so we're just excited to welcome the current president of the Today's Woman Foundation, Melanie Ajawanchuku.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi. Thank you, ladies, for inviting us. We're so excited to be here with you.
We really always.
We really appreciate you.
Always love to see you and have
you. And what
you.
You're doing for the community. Absolutely.
Thank you. And then we also have the lovely executive director, Cindy Bostic, who I hear is a taskmaster. No, I'm she's the brains behind the operation.
She is indeed.
And keeps things
both.
Moving. And yes. Cindy, welcome to you. Always good to see you and have you here with us.
Thank you for the invitation. It's good to be here.
Yes. And so I know you guys were here earlier this year. You actually helped us to kind of kick off High Desert Dialogue conversations with Regina and Roxanne. And we really, really appreciated your support during that time as we were kind of getting our legs.
I know.
Right?
And we're already, 9 months in?
So 9 months later, you're back. And for a lot of our listeners who may be hearing of Today's Woman Foundation for the first time, why don't you give us a little background and a little history of the organization?
Okay. Well, we have been around for over 20 years in the community. The work of Today's Woman Foundation started with an annual expo, a huge annual expo, and Regina was a part of that launch, a big part.
A big part. Yes.
There was a focus in the early days, mostly on health and wellness, preventative health care, and that. The annual expos were just an incredible event, and sadly, in 2010, one of the founders of Today's Woman Foundation, Anna Sugi, passed from breast cancer, and the work of the organization waned, and I was invited to join as a board member in 2015, and with Regina's help and many other people, we rebuilt Today's Woman Foundation, and it's just been an incredible experience.
Yes.
You know, the focus is still, our mission is unchanged. You know, it's about advocacy of our local women, providing education, resources, and tools. And we do that in a variety of ways,
right?
Which makes the work so exciting because we continue to invent to meet the needs of the women in the community.
Right. I think you guys have really expanded upon what started out as, you know, addressing the whole health of women, mind, body, and spirit. And we do know that it started out as kind of a focused on the health component, our physical health. But you guys have done a number of things over the years since 2015 to kind of expand the programming so that you are really dealing with the whole health of women, particularly here in the high desert, in a variety of ways. A lot of those have been the self-sufficiency programs and workshops that you have offered.
That's right.
Bundles of hope that you do, those things, just a number of things. And so for those who are interested, we're going to get to talking about how they can learn more about the organization, whether it's just to learn more for self or learn more because they want to get involved or learn more because they want to refer it to someone else. We'll talk about those things and how they can come across that information. But Cindy, you were talking about, and I know that Melanie, in your new role as president, because you just recently became president.
Beginning of the year, yes.
Yes, at the beginning of the year.
Yes, thank you.
That you guys are now expanding and doing some other things. There's some new programs coming out, I think. I don't necessarily want to say there's new initiatives, but I think you're becoming more robust in those initiatives that you've embraced. And so there's a lot of wonderful work that's being done through the foundation that also leads to something that has become kind of your signature event, which is the Women of Excellence, or the Black Dress.
The Black Dress Affair.
Black Dress Affair. Mm-hmm. So will you tell us a little bit, share with us a little bit about the wonderful work that you've been doing so far, and also tell us about this wonderful gala event.
Well, the gala really gives us an opportunity. We generally hold that. We always hold it in the fall, and October has become the month that seems to be best suited, and we get to highlight our work with for breast cancer. And October being Breast Cancer Month, we really have identified that as an ideal time. And it's fall. It's cooled off a little bit, so the ladies can wear their gowns and feel free, and the fellows in their tuxes. So it's a wonderful evening. We get to highlight the events of our whole year, and we do have new initiatives, Regina. What we do is we stay focused on our mission, which is to empower empowering women to improve body, mind, and spirit, mm-hmm. and through our resources, education, and advocacy. But we certainly have new items on the plate. We continue with our workshops. Cindy is a certified grief counselor. And we had a program earlier in the year that really highlighted that. We had several invited guests that spoke at with different groups and addressed grief, because grief is something that is handled differently by each person. And it doesn't just happen as a result of a death. It can be as a result of a transition, a change, unexpected, a loss of some kind. Our bundles of hope certainly continue. We have a lot of commitment and involvement. We have women in the community that come together, people that come together to produce the beautiful boxes that we present to folks that are predominantly women that are undergoing breast cancer treatment. And the gala gives us a chance to highlight women of excellence. Mm-hmm. These are women that are nominated by members of the community for their outstanding work, for their dedication, their leadership, and their resilience. And often women that have not been acknowledged publicly in other ways, we get a chance to really read their script,
yes.
and really introduce them to the community and acknowledge them and appreciate them for the contributions that they're making. So we very much appreciate that.
Yes, and I know that there have been amazing women that you guys have recognized and honored over the years. Can you share with us who's being recognized and honored this year? Because, again, it's a phenomenal list of women.
Oh, yeah. We're happy to. I'm going to read this list of amazing women. Anne Miner, Aubrey Rumford, Kathy Chung, Monica Fiesel, Dr. Lakita Emanuel, Lori Denson, Lucy Nguyen, Nadia Altamirano, Theresa Shellcroft, Corinne Etheridge, and Diana Van Riel.
Mm.
And I would just like to add, two of our honorees are young women entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. One is still in high school.
Oh, wow.
And she's running her own business.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, we're very excited to celebrate these people.
That's just a great list. And I know that you guys have been really hard at work to make sure that, I'm just going to say diversity, and celebrating the women that are here in our community. Mm-hmm. So they're doing very diverse things and contributing in very diverse ways in our community. And I really do love that because something you said, Melanie, is a lot of times these are the women or individuals who just don't get noticed, although they are quick to tell you, and you always hear it, that's not why they do what they do.
That's right.
They're not looking for those accolades and those type of things. Mm-hmm. But I just think every now and then it's really nice for us as community to acknowledge that we do see them and that they have made an imprint on our lives.
Truly, it's an affirmation. And, you know, for a lot of these women, they the surprise when they get recognized, and then there's a little pullback, as in me and why.
Yes.
But I think really they internalize that their work is making a difference, is important. And we do have diversity in terms of community. We have diversity in terms of age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have from our two youngsters that we're introducing this year to the more senior in our community. So we appreciate being able to reach into all aspects of the community and identify those that are making mm-hmm. that difference.
That's a great point. It's quite a process because we engage the community.
Mm-hmm.
Members of the community are who nominate these women. It's not Today's Woman Foundation. Mm-hmm. And I just want to add one other thing. We stand back. We engage an independent panel of people who review the essays. There's criteria that is established, and they rank the essays, and of course the board of directors of our organization approves it.
Right.
But it truly is a community-wide process.
I think that's great, and I think it shows up because, again, you just have such a wonderful list of women who, once again, are being recognized this year and being, I call it, inducted into a really stellar group of those who are committed to our community. So kudos to you guys for the process and how you do that. The actual gala takes place when, and is it still, if someone's interested in attending, is there an opportunity for that? Can you share a little bit about how that happened?
Sure. The gala is going to be on October the 12th at 5 o'clock at the Courtyard by Marriott. And if you would like to attend, you're going to need to act fast.
Quickly.
And you can purchase your ticket on our website at todayswomanfoundation.org. We were speaking a little earlier, and we really only have about 20 outstanding tickets to sell.
Okay.
The room only holds 200.
Right.
So,
and you're sold out every year.
Every year
you're sold out. But just in case somebody is listening out there and heard a name that, you know, they said, oh, I love her, or, you know, she's done something special for us and we'd love to be there that evening, get your tickets. You can go to todayswomanfoundation.org.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's right.
And then also on your website, they can find out more information about who you guys are, who the board is, the wonderful things that you're doing, the programs that you offer, events that are coming up, right?
That's correct.
And let's talk about that a little bit. You've got some events that are coming up now that we're moving into the cooler months, right? You have some events that are coming up. And Melanie, did you want to share with us what those events are?
Well, I'd like to talk about that we're launching our membership, our legacy membership program.
Great.
You know, this was an idea that kind of coalesced among several of us, thinking that, you know, because people ask all the time, how can I be involved? How can I support? What can I do? And with the legacy membership, which is launched this year, we will have the big announcement at certainly at our gala, but for the 2024 launch, coming in as a legacy member, the membership fee is $100,
mm-hmm.
and it will stay at that throughout the course of membership. So we'll have progressive memberships But Legacy, you come in at $100. It stays at $100 for the continuum of your membership. And what that
for
does...
For the whole year.
For the whole year, yes, absolutely. And we have that information on the website. It's very easy to go on and identify. You can register. And we've actually gotten... we're up to nearly 40 at this point, members. We only have 100, so it's time to come in. But it just offers a continuing opportunity to be engaged with us. We will be offering workshops. We'll be offering discount tickets to our gala. We will have events through the course of the year. And it just is a continuing opportunity to be a part of Today's Woman and continue that our work, you know, to provide resources, education, and advocacy for women. So we're very excited about
that.
Oh, there's a... We'll give you a nice big... what are those cups called? They're special...
The Stanley Cups.
There you go. Yeah. So
they're very popular.
And they're very important. And I'm a big advocate of that, as always concerned about your nutrition and your hydration and the desert being so hot all the time. So you get that cup. You get the beautiful membership pin, pin to wear, pin to write with, and then a little journal to keep, you know, whatever special memories you might want to have inside in a lovely little tote bag.
Right.
So there are some little goodies that we have
that
go along. And so that's a really big part of our program.
It's a beautiful package, and it's also just a wonderful way to support the foundation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think, Regina, you were our first Legacy member.
No, was I?
Yes, you were. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
So we thank you.
Oh,
we do.
Okay.
Yes.
Yay. Well, my privilege. Just my privilege and my joy to support in whatever way I can.
Yeah. We appreciate
you. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so any other events coming up that you want to share with our listeners and that they might be involved in?
Well, for the evening, and, you know, Cindy, did you want to talk about this wonderful award we have, our Earned Candidate Gold Star seal?
Oh.
Because I think that speaks to the validation of the work that we do, and I think that's an important recognition.
Yes, thank you for that. Yes, we have earned the Candid Guide Star Gold Seal. Excuse me, a lot of G's here. And it's really, transparency is important, and we are believers in transparency regarding our financials, our initiatives, and, you know, it's a way to show our donors that they can trust us.
Yes.
So, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And
thank you for
pointing it out. It's a standard in the nonprofit community.
Yes. That's right.
That it means something. It really does mean something to attain that status and maintain it. And so it is a seal. It's like the good housekeeping seal
That's
of
right.
approval, right?
Right.
That says this organization is legitimate.
Yes.
The transparency is there, and that you are running an operation that people can trust and believe in. Mm-hmm. And so kudos to you for that.
Thank you.
And we're hoping that we're seeing more of that. It seems like there's a trend of that taking place here in the high desert, especially for a lot of our nonprofit organizations. So we're just excited to have Today's Woman kind of blazing the trail for that, because that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. It really is. It's a great thing, and it speaks volumes on who you are as an organization.
We want Today's Woman Foundation to be around long after we're gone.
Okay.
And that truly is the focus of our work.
Great. So in addition to the gala that takes place October 12th, right?
Correct.
I think the Bundles of Hope, is that an event that's coming up? That's a workshop or something that you guys do where community can be involved?
Yes. So
okay.
The Bundles of Hope are actually beautiful, beautiful handmade boxes that are filled with comfort items and presented to women that are undergoing cancer therapy. And all of the items are handmade. The boxes are hand-painted, and included in the boxes go scarves and socks and gloves and a journal. a pen. So it kind of varies, you know, as we put those boxes together. But they're made, it's a labor of love. Anybody that's ever been involved in it, just, you know, their heart goes into it, and it makes such a difference in terms of how they feel about what they're doing.
Yes.
And then for the recipients, it's really amazing. And though our work is locally, pretty much locally focused, we've had bundles go out across the great waters.
Oh, yes. We sent one to Germany not long ago.
Yes.
And an amazing thing, and it really isn't amazing when you think about it, but what we have seen happen again and again is, you know, a bundle is gifted to a recipient, to a woman who is in treatment. Well, it's not uncommon for her to turn around and reengage and be a part of that creative process in not only painting and decorating the boxes, but knitting beanies, making blankets.
Right.
It's a circle. It's a beautiful circle that continues.
Yeah.
It's just, I have chills when I think about it, seriously, because this community has come together behind this project unlike anything I've seen. It's really been amazing.
Yeah. So if anyone is interested in getting involved on some level, whether it's to come and volunteer and participate in creating these bundles, or they do some kind of knitting or some kind of craft or hobby that they think is of comfort and they'd like to maybe talk about how they can contribute that to this particular project, they can also go to your website.
Correct.
Is that correct?
And submit an inquiry, and I will get the message.
Great.
And reply.
Great. And so with that, is there anything else that you ladies want to share? I know that you're busy. We want to thank you for your time.
Well, are we going to talk about our launch of our Today's Woman Foundation book?
I think
can
so.
Can we speak to that?
This
is breaking news.
This is an exclusive, Roxanne.
You're here to first hear.
Right. This is an exclusive. Well, please let us not waste any more time.
You know, it gives us an opportunity to. So we're focusing on overcoming. We don't have the final title for our book, but it will be a collage, a collection of voices that speak to their experience, individuals that have been involved with our organization, individuals that have overcome significant challenges and obstacles, individuals that understand what resilience is all about and can communicate that process and what it means for them and come into the other side, and that live in hope and that understand transitions. You know, that life is a series of transitions. And as we better embrace those transitions and understand what going through them is all about, then we come out, we have a better chance of coming out on the other side.
Absolutely.
We've actually used our work to create the structure of this book. One of the chapters is going to be on excellence. Mm. We celebrate women of excellence. Another chapter is going to be on hope, bundles of hope. Resiliency is another legacy and transitions.
Yes.
So our anticipated publication date is
December 2025.
Next year.
And we have,
wonderful.
Yes, we have a team that is pressing us to the metal to ensure that happens. So we do appreciate that. Yes.
Well, it's a process. Anytime you put together that scope of a project.
Yes.
It is a process, but we are excited that you shared that with us.
Exclusively.
So, we heard it here first. We heard it here first. And we would love to have you come back when you're ready to launch the book and talk to us about it and tell us who's involved in it and, you know, where we can get it and all of that good stuff.
Absolutely.
But that's a wonderful, wonderful undertaking. I don't think we can have too many volumes of that magnitude of information. We need it. We need it to, you know, refer to share with others, all of that. So what a wonderful undertaking. And being that the organization is over 20-some-odd years, there are a lot of people's paths that has crossed the Today's Woman Foundation that I'm sure has just extraordinary things to share with us that are of hope and resiliency and transition, you know, all of those things. Mm-hmm. So, ladies, I want to thank you for coming in today and sharing with us, lifting our spirits. Giving us an exclusive, Roxanne. I feel really privileged.
We all do. Thank you so much.
Yes.
And we thank you so much. We thank you so much because you ladies continue to be such a light in the community and bring forward such wonderful goings on, and you continue in that spirit and uplifting all of us. And we're so deeply appreciative of that and of you.
Well, thank you. But without organizations like yours, women like you, and the women that are being honored, we would not be able to bring that light. So it really is you who are helping us to bring forth that light. So thank you. Congratulations on what we already know is going to be a wonderful, wonderful gala.
Thank you. We look forward to seeing you guys.
Thanks again for being a part of our conversation. You can reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high deserts. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high deserts, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We'll talk to you next weekend.